Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
One. Hello, and welcome to Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy.
I'm Church.
I'm Mercy. And this is the show where we talk about everything, like every single one of our shows.
Yeah, I think with that intro there, you'd like to be known as like the Zoe Deschanel of like podcasts.
You read my mind.
Except like, I think she knows how to play her ukulele.
Oh, she totally does. No, she's like, she's released CDs.
Oh, you're the discount knockoff version.
That's so sweet. You think I'm at least a discount knockoff version of Zoe Deschanel. I love it.
Well, for the quirkiness.
I'm so quirky.
Oh, jeez.
I do a lot of Muppet voices.
Yeah. I'm going to knock over this tower of hungry, hungry hippos and 100 puzzles that seems to be propped up right next to me.
We went through our puzzle shelves. We have those. That's the type of people we are. So we went through the puzzle shelves to try clear some out, and it's ridiculous the amount of puzzles and board games that we have.
Yeah, we're looking at them and like, should we keep these or get rid of them? And we keep going, oh, let's keep it. We may play it 6 years from now.
Or that one night that we invite people over who we don't know really well.
And you don't know what to do?
Hey, we got this.
You're still trying? You're still trying to impress people? Hey, let's play a game, as opposed to just like showing up and like lounging on each other's couches and just having drinks and watching TV and then going like, well, it's nice seeing you.
Is that supposed to be impressive? I thought people did that because they wanted to spend time reading the rules of the games so that they could avoid talking to each other. It gives a really safe way to converse.
Well, it's an activity that people can do together to, yeah, to socialize. And like have a reason to yell at each other and get excited.
But then you always have that one person who really is into board games too much, and they take explaining the rules to new people way too seriously, and they're never good teachers. Everyone's terrible at teaching their favorite board games.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. People suck at explaining board games to each other. Like, they're just awful.
Somebody explained to me how to play Lords of Waterdeep. And the explanation took about 2 hours, and I still had no idea what was going on until I'd played 3 rounds of it.
Yeah, some games you just have to start playing. You need someone who just, oh god, the hungry, hungry hippos.
You called it.
Ooh, I gotta move these.
Yeah.
That almost went everywhere. I got a million marbles and a water gun that's on here too. Okay. Slide this underneath the mic and put it over here on the table.
Oh, and now the cat's going through a bag containing plastic cups from movie openings we went to.
Yeah, what is that, Civil War?
Yep.
Captain America facing off with Iron Man.
It is. It's Civil War. And then we have the Rogue One cup. I was so excited to get that cup. And then I saw the movie, and I was like, oh, I didn't really need that cup then.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while since I've talked about how disappointed I am with Rogue One.
We will have to bring that up. We could start now, or we could go back to what we were talking about. I can try to remember that.
What were we talking about? What were we talking about?
This is the segment where we try to remember what we were talking about. Damn it, I don't know. It was a good topic.
Hold on. Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe Deschanel.
Quirky.
Playing the ukulele. No, we moved on from that.
Yeah, we got here somehow.
And here we are.
Welcome to the desert of the unanswered question.
Oh, you're so fucking deep.
You'll be lost forever as you search
for the fount of wisdom.
So deep. It's something extremely high people say to each other when they say something just stupid.
Just say something ridiculous and then be silent and it sounds profound. Sounds profound.
Goofy dresses as a gentleman.
Oh!
He wants people to take him seriously.
Yes, yes he does. He's just an upright dog. We were talking about people explaining board game rules.
Oh yeah, that's a good topic.
Yeah, I think so. I think we need to explore that more.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, right. I was just about to talk about how, wow, we can almost edit out everything in between here.
No, it's good. We came full circle. We're good.
Yeah. How you need that person to explain board games, saying, look, here's three things you need to know to just start, and we'll just talk about it as we go. You'll get it only about halfway through the game.
Everybody who explains board games to me wants to tell me every single piece, like board game piece that I'm using before they even tell me the objective of the game, which is dumb. Don't do that. That's a bad way to explain board games.
This one's the Starman. Think of the Starman like a ninja star. You can throw him anywhere you want.
Yeah, he always does one damage, except for if the person that you're throwing him against has a reflective Starman card, which deflects the damage back onto another player.
Yeah, but you gotta have two moons to use that. If you don't have at least two moons...
How do I get the moons? I'll tell you in a minute.
You got them in your planet crater. You gotta hold the moons down here.
Oh, so bad. And then, inevitably, because they get so bogged down in these little nitpicky details, they miss five or six really pertinent things. And then you start playing, and then you start playing wrong, and they don't catch it until at some point later, at which pace they go, hey, you can't do that. Well, you fucking told me I could.
Oh yeah, that happens a lot when we play board games, doesn't it?
It does.
Where, like, I'll be halfway through and I'll do something, and people are like, oh no, 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 you can't do that. And
I'm
like,
see, you can't play that card. Why not? Well, because three other rules that didn't have anything to do with it are in play.
Look, Mercy, if you had listened to the entire rules at the beginning, you wouldn't have had this problem.
Oh, yeah, because I wanted to hear about the Starman and the crater shield or pocket, whatever that was.
Yeah, the pizza pocket.
Pizza pocket? That sounds like a sexy euphemism for a lady's vagina. Or does anyone's it, vagina, really.
It doesn't. Pizza pocket sounds like...
I just love food.
Where a hobo in that long coat he wears puts the gross pizza he found in the bin behind the garbage bin behind the Italian restaurant. His name's Mo, and that pocket on his jacket is his pizza pocket. That's pizza where you'll pocket. Find
I wanna,
old dumpster pizza.
I want to invent a jacket that looks like a North Face jacket, but the inside front unzips, and it's actually an insulated pocket for carrying hot foods. And then I want to sell this to Pizza Hut, and then they can, like, use it as, like, stupid promotional items.
They should make, like, Pizza Hut. Or Papa John's should make puzzle pizza. And you get a box of all the pieces, and you have to assemble your own pizza.
What? No, you gotta explain this more. You can't just say that and then start laughing.
Oh, it'll never work. Come on. How would the pieces stay the right shape?
You have to assemble your own pizza?
Yeah.
Is the pizza cooked?
Yeah. It's cooked into pizza. So into puzzle pieces.
So it's cooked. But wouldn't I just... Because I need to assemble a puzzle to see the picture.
That's right.
To eat a pizza, I take it apart. I don't need to see it. I just need to eat it.
Yeah, that's another problem with this.
Why would I put it together is what I want to know.
It's just a box of random pieces of pizza.
Yeah, that sounds great, but I'm not shoving them together. I'm just going to eat them.
Yeah, if a pizza chain ever did do this wacky idea, it would be the thing that sinks them. It would be the worst idea ever.
Oh, you can go and pitch that to Domino's or Pizza Hut or whatever as a gimmick. As what a promotional, like an advertising thing where they advertise it, but it's not a real thing.
How do I pitch anything to anyone? How do I do that? Do I just walk up and I walk right
Twitter?
In? No, I assume I go right into my nearest Domino's store. And I'd be like, see here. I walk up and I like, you know, I thump my hand on the desk. Because there's always that dusty desk that's there. It's covered in a very fine amount of flour. And I'm like, see here, pizza person. Give me your top man. I want to talk to the top person. I have an idea.
And I'll put pizza on the map, see?
Yeah, and pizza person says to me, that's me, I'm the only one here, man. And I'm like, all right, come here, pizza person. Here's my idea. Puzzle pizza. And then I start doing the presentation. I bring in some whiteboards. So is that how, like, how do you talk to anyone? Twitter?
I was just going to say Twitter. You just tweeted at them.
Yeah, I'll just, at Domino's, puzzle pizza.
Puzzle pizza.
And they'll be like, silence, fool, patent pending.
Silence. They've got a patent pending on the term silence, fool.
No, that they just already, like, made a patent on my puzzle pizza in that moment.
Did you ever go dumpster diving when you were a kid?
Like, only for nudie magazines, but yes.
Oh. Dumpsters were great and awful. We grew up in the 80s, so our city had dumpsters in the suburban areas. So 4 to 6 houses would share just a big BFI bin in the back. This was before we got individual recycling bins, only quite recently in a lot of areas. But when you were a kid, you could wander down the back lane in any neighborhood and just open up the dumpsters, and it was like a treasure trove.
What, like what? What the hell are you pulling out of there? Old Kleenex and other garbage bags full of...
No, because it was a dumpster. People didn't throw out stuff that was bagged a lot of the time because it was so big. People would throw out entire tables, chairs,
Did you live at the dump or next to a dump?
No, did you not have dumpsters in your area?
Well, yeah, but they were like behind like restaurants and commercial buildings and stuff, like stores.
Oh, no, I lived in the older part of the city where...
Did you live in a Walmart?
No, we didn't have Walmart then. No, there were dumpsters. They were like BFI bins, but they were in residential areas. People would always throw out chairs or tables or like big pieces of art. It was weird. One time I found a whole Barbie dollhouse. It was just sitting on top.
Yeah, you know why you found that? Because somebody's cat peed in it. And you played in it for like days probably afterwards.
No, it was a vintage one. It was like a 1970s Barbie's dollhouse. And it was the plastic kind, so you just wiped it off. But
you wiped it off, huh? Why'd you wipe it off? Was it cat pee?
There was no cat pee.
All right. Rat poop.
Hey, you know...
Someone's pet rat.
You know who's an actor that's been in a lot of movies that we've seen and was in one of the first movies that we saw when we started dating?
Like Ben Affleck?
Clifton Collins Jr.
Who?
He was Tack in the Stone Age.
He's in a lot of movies? He was in Stone Age and like in a lot. Pacific Rim.
No, he's in tons of movies. People don't realize it.
Just two.
No, he's in several other ones that like? We've watched.
Example? Oh, you got nothing.
Example.
Yeah, you have to pull out your phone. You're pulling out your phone to look up this list.
No, I'm going to pull it up.
Of all these great movies we've watched together.
It's called IMDb. There's a cat on here.
Oh, we just became one of those podcasts where we're talking about our animals hopping on tables. I mean, we became that podcast on episode 2. But yeah, just revisiting that moment. No, it's the good cat.
The one I held the kitten up.
He used to be the bad cat. Now he's the good cat.
You've been promoted from bad cat to good cat. You got this promotion because our other cat died. The cat that was a good cat.
Oh, default.
And then we got a new cat who's terrible. You just naturally moved up in your role. Westworld. Oh, that's right. He's Lawrence in Westworld.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. He's pretty decent in that.
Oh, he was in Transcendence. That movie was bad.
Yeah, that movie was not worth watching.
I had a problem with so many themes in that movie. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Did we ever see that?
No, we've come close about 10 times.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the vegan police in Scott Pilgrim. Boondock Saints 2. Extract. Hey, we watched that. I don't remember anything about it. That's a Mike Judge movie, isn't it?
I don't know. But no, I don't even remember that movie.
Oh, yeah. He's in Sunshine Cleaning. I really like that movie. Is that Amy Adams? It is.
This is the segment called Mercy Looks at IMDb.
Alan Arkin.
Says names of people she recognizes.
I'm sorry, our rating just went down. It's like, your rating is 7 trillion. I have lots of things written down.
It's like our podcast just did Final Fantasy, like, unlocked damage. It was like, you know, 9
Limit break!
999,999, yeah. That's what we did. That, but that's how far we fell.
Yeah.
So it's not as good.
It's a reverse.
Yeah.
Over 9,000.
We like healed the monsters we're trying to defeat.
Bad. Bad wizard.
Bad wizards suck.
Yeah. Like a bad, like a wizard that does bad things, which are morally repugnant, or like a wizard that's incompetent?
Oh, that's a good question. Incompetent wizards are also bad, but for different reasons. Like, what's Terry Pratchett's...
Rincewind?
Oh, yeah. That guy's really incompetent. In fact, hasn't he only ever cast, like, one spell?
He can't cast spells, remember? He looked at that book, and it printed itself on him, and the spell... It was the longest, worst spell or something. The spell that ends the universe. And it imprinted in his mind that if he tries to cast, that's the one that's coming out. If I remember my Discworld correctly.
Is it the cat on the table is very distracting.
Oh, he's... Our cat is really big. It's a huge beast. It doesn't even look like a cat. And it is currently pushing its fat butt through, like, a computer and several mics. Two glasses of...
I don't know what he's doing.
He's really, really friendly.
He just wants me to rub his head in a weird way. Yeah. He doesn't want me to stop. I think he's drooling on me.
He's so happy we put the other cat in the basement. It's like, finally, it's nice to have
shine. He's drooling happy. It's the worst.
So wood-fired hot tubs. Remember that.
I remember wood-fired hot tubs.
I showed Church a video and I was all excited. Look at this, I said. This looks fantastic. This guy built his own hot tub using an animal feed trough. And a coil of copper wire that you put a fire in.
Yeah, and then you just, like, wood fire heat the hot tub. And Mercy thought this was wonderful. And I was like, what's the difference? Shit. Why do I care why the water got hot? Does it matter if it's electricity? Does it matter if it's, like, a fire?
Because in one, you get to burn things. Seaman for the Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah, we watched, we went and revisited, what?
Angry Video.
How long ago was that?
It was like 18? 2 nights ago.
No. How old is Seaman? It's like 18 years old or something.
Well, we played
it. 17 years old.
When we first started living together. So that would have been 2000?
Yeah, okay.
But you got the Dreamcast in 99?
Yep.
Yeah, because I remember 9th, when you got it. 1999. Because I was there the first day you got it.
This cat has to go away.
He is demanding some attention. I demand attention, sir.
He's just falling asleep standing.
Late night pizza. We ordered pizza at like 11:48 the other night.
We ordered it before 11. It arrived at like 11:40.
Oh, okay. I wasn't able to tell time at that point.
That point. Yeah, what time is it now?
Oh, damn it. 10:28. I can still use my eyes.
10:28 on a Sunday night.
We started to watch the movie Armageddon.
Yep.
Bruce Willis when he's sexy dad Bruce Willis.
Sex Willis.
He does that. He plays a good sexy masculine dad.
Oh, okay. Sexy dads.
But he's still like a friendly down-to-earth guy. I don't think Robert De Niro plays a great dad.
No. No, he kind of doesn't. He should stay away from those roles, and he seems to be in a lot of them. Bad Grandpa.
That was a terrible movie.
Yeah, it was.
But I prefer Robert De Niro as a bad grandpa to somebody's dad. I don't want to see Little Fockers or whatever.
No one wants to see that movie.
Who is the sexiest member of the Monty Python Flying Circus?
Eric Idle.
You think so? Eric Idle was pretty cute.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Yeah,
it's just a feeling. I can't back it up with any sort of fact or anything.
John Cleese, at times, was really attractive.
I don't know. He's like a giraffe man.
This is where I start losing nerd cred. I don't have the names of all the pythons memorized again.
Check out these pythons.
Do you got a wild animal permit to own those pythons, brother?
Brother, whoa, is that your wrestling promo? Is that what you just cut?
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, I like Slim Jims.
We have the oldest Slim Jim ever in the kitchen. It's about 4 years old, and it's completely...
It's like a mummified penis.
It is. It's the longest, thinnest mummy penis.
Greasy, hard meat.
Yeah, and it...
Shriveled, greasy, hard, skinny meat.
And every now and then, our youngest child would be like, do we have any Slim Jims? I'm like, we have these old Slim Jims. And he's like, perfect, I love those. The older, the better. I like it when they're all shriveled up.
Oh, they're old and gross. So salty.
They're so chewy. Yeah.
Oh, no, they're like, not even chewy.
It's like...
Chewy implies there's some give.
Yeah, I guess.
It's akin to bark.
It is. It really is jerky. It's not a pepperoni stick anymore. It's just jerkified itself.
How do you jerkify yourself?
The cat is back.
Okay, I'm just going to pick him up and throw him like a football.
No.
Yeah.
Can you get a spiral on a cat?
Let's find out.
Oh, he's so fat. Oh, God, he's lying down.
Yeah. He thinks he's a kitten still, and he can just curl up and lay in your hand. He's trying to do it.
He's the size of a raccoon. He's
like a small raccoon.
He is like a small raccoon, and he's hefty. Oh, my God. He's going to get so mad when you lift him up. Oh, it's a fat cat. Go sleep somewhere else.
And now he's sitting on the floor all dejected.
That's okay.
With his back to us.
I didn't want to be up there anyways. P.S. Your show sucks. I gave it a 2-star rating. He's petty.
Yeah, he's a tiny little fur man.
Mm-hmm. $1 million will buy an R2-D2.
Oh, man. Yeah, we found that, memorabilia site. There's an original R2-D2. Original R2-D2 from the first two movies. A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. He's, from parts they used in both.
It's just Star Wars.
Yeah.
The name of the movie is Star Wars.
Yeah, sure. It's $1 million.
$1 million.
You can have that for $1 million.
$99.
And if you have a small child or a tiny friend, like the size of the guy, Kenny Baker, who was in R2-D2, I guess you could climb in it and use it. Make it turn and do stuff. $1 million.
Beep, boop, boop. Boop.
I wonder if it'll sell.
It probably sold already.
I don't think so. It wasn't one night only.
One night only. That's how auctions work.
I don't, how often do you think somebody wanders by and they're like, oh, R2-D2 for $1 million. Why not?
I've got that kind I'm not of saying, change kicking around.
I'm not saying that person isn't out there, but, you know. Yeah, only every now and then. More than likely they already got 3 or 4 R2-D2s. What do they need a fifth one for?
That's R2-D2 kind of money.
we ain't got R2-D2 money.
That's extravagant, like buying a gold-plated R2-D2.
That is extravagant. But C-3PO is, gold-plated. Golden.
He's golden. I don't think he's actually gold, because...
Do you think he's just plastic?
I assumed he was some sort of plasteel. That's a thing that exists in Star Wars.
That's Star Wars movie magic word for, we made it out of plastic and you can tell.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be metal, but it's not... Real earth metal, space metal, plasteel.
Well, this is really shiny.
Super
plastic.
Super hard plastic.
As opposed to that really soft plastic. I can't imagine it's that hard. Space.
Rubber.
Space plastic. We come from another world. What do you bring a spaceman? Space plastic.
It's like just... plastic from Earth, but it's from space.
Oh, yeah. Well, this plastic bit sucks.
Yep.
What it does. $1 million for an R2-D2.
Would you? If you had $1 million?
No.
Okay, I'm glad to know that.
No. Did I just earn a point? I love Star Wars, but I don't need an original R2-D2. I'm okay. Who has R2-D2 money just lying around?
Jeff Goldblum.
Well, to just throw $1 million at an R2-D2 and then have so many more... That it's no big deal. Buying R2-D2 for $1 million is not a really long thought out buying choice. It's just I love Star Wars. I love R2-D2. I'm buying that.
I have massive scads of disposable income.
I got Is that billionaires then?
I would guess. I don't think millionaires are going to spend $1 million.
We're going to get such an angry letter from a millionaire tomorrow.
Nobody who listens to our podcast
Dear on is our employed honest life, at all. My honest life is better than yours.
Honestly.
Sincerely, a millionaire with an R2-D2.
I have like $5 million and an R2-D2.
Authentic R2-D2 used in one of the Star Wars films.
Ugh, braggart.
It's too hot out. It's too hot for podcasting.
Too hot. We're too hot for podcasting. We're so hot.
We don't have voices. We don't have voices. No, we do. We don't have faces for radio. Or do we? This isn't radio either. It's just an old joke.
We always talk about how podcast isn't radio. I wish it was. I wish somebody would listen to a podcast on a hand-cranked radio. That seems really quaint.
Seems like early radio technology. What's on the radio? Gotta crank it.
It's like if you lived in the BioShock universe and you wanted to listen to a podcast, you would listen to it on a hand-crank radio.
Get your sister, Big Edna, get her up here to crank the radio for us. I want to hear my stories.
Only Big Edna's muscular enough to crank the radio.
Yeah, you got radio cranking arms?
She's the kind of girl that can crank your radio, if you get what I mean. I don't.
It also helps that Big Edna's shoulder is unhinged.
It's born without a socket.
Oh, that's gross.
That's terrible.
Well, I quit. Church is out.
The Catholic Church?
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.